John Cage said once, "The function of art is not to communicate one's personal ideas or feelings, but rather to imitate nature in her manner of operations." In Cage's case, he also talked often of art or music which didn't mean anything, that the work itself was the meaning, and not any external meaning we project onto it. But does that work for film? It's maybe easier to apply this perspective to an abstract painting or a Brian Eno record. But with film, we tend to think there's a story, characters, and experiences happening. And so, is it that we can't do this with film, or is it that many meanings may potentially exist, and therefore perhaps we arrive at the same point anyway? I'll give you an example. Yesterday I was thinking about Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, and I had a thought about its meaning. I've read The Shining, seen the movie countless times, and seen the documentary Room 237, which is an analysis of Kubrick's film and the potential hidden messages in it. Now, this isn't a crazily researched idea. I'm not a film critic. It's just a thought I had about The Shining and a potential way to interpret the film. Here it is. I think The Shining might be about the cycle of violence, specifically violence against children. In the film, Jack Torrance takes his family to Colorado, I think maybe from New England, but I'm not sure, to caretake for a hotel in the winter. There's a very dark history to the hotel. But is it the history of the hotel, or more the history of the Torrances? Or should I say, rather, are the hotel and the Torrances simply a metaphor for the cycle of violence? Let's take room 237. This is a room in the hotel where terrible things have apparently happened. And in one scene, Danny goes into room 237 after being told not to, and later shows signs of physical abuse. His mother, Wendy, is frantic and makes Jack go check it out. Now, we know that Jack broke Danny's arm once in a fit of anger. Wendy talks about it to the therapist, and she mentions that the invention of an imaginary friend, Tony in this case for Danny, often is a response to childhood trauma. And according to some work done by Rob Ager of CollativeLearning.com, there's good reason to suspect that Jack actually sexually abused Danny as well. He gives the example that in the scene where Jack is in the hotel, sitting down in the lobby, waiting for Allman and Bill Watson, two of the Overlook managers, to come up to him and give him the tour, Jack gets up out of the chair and we see he's holding a playgirl. So Jack never shows any interest in his wife, Wendy. Now, obviously, there's no connection between sexual preference and abuse. I'm only saying that with a playgirl, we might actually see that Jack's interested in males. But this is the interesting part. If you look closely at the cover of the Playgirl, you'll see a featured article in a magazine titled Incest: Why Parents Sleep with Their Children. So why put that in the movie if it's insignificant? Here's what I'm getting at. I think Jack Torrance was abused, maybe even sexually, by his father. And going to the hotel could be a metaphor for returning to his childhood. In this case, we have a literal place, the hotel. So let's say instead of seeing Jack drive to his old childhood home, he goes to a hotel, which sort of represents his childhood, or the abuse, or the headspace that trauma caused. Maybe the numbers 237 could even be a number significant to Jack in that regard, like his old home address. This to me would explain room 237. It's not haunted. Jack hurt Danny in that room. And it might also explain Delbert Grady, the former caretaker who killed his family there. In the famous bathroom scene, Grady tells Jack why he killed his family, and how he strangely suggests that Jack punish Danny harshly for using his shining abilities. Maybe Delbert is just the voice in Jack's head, I don't know, reminding him that it's his duty to carry on the violence. I mean, they're all caretakers, if caretakers in this case means victims of violence as children who then have a duty, as they see it, to inflict that harm onto their children. Now, I'm not claiming to know anything about statistics or studies of childhood survivors who go on to become the perpetrators of violence against their children. I think there are some studies to suggest that a very high percentage of people who abuse children were abused themselves. My point is merely to say that Jack was abusing his son, and that perhaps the other characters or moments point to other representations of people who continued cycles of violence rather than stopping it. For example, at the end of the movie, we famously see a black and white photo of someone who looks exactly like Jack Torrance, only this picture was taken in another era, well before the setting of this movie. So is he a ghost? A time traveler? I mean, we get that sense because of the feeling and the experiences of the movie. Or is the photo meant to represent a lineage of caretakers, a lineage of violence, of abusers? Maybe that's great-grandpa Torrance, was violent towards his son, who in turn was violent towards his son, and so on and so on. This could be a movie about powers we can't explain. Ghosts or hallucinogenic people who snap during bouts of cabin fever. That the moon landing was fake, or the genocide of Native Americans. They're all interesting to me. One of my favorite fan theories is that the hotel represents hell, with the characters doomed to experience the horrors over and over again. Who knows? I think this is one reason this movie is great art. So many interpretations which are interesting and seem very possible. Going back to what Cage said, the function of art is not to communicate one's personal ideas or feelings, but rather to imitate nature in her manner of operations. Well, perhaps this is nature. Perhaps violence and this sort of cycle, or the habits of a family that they get stuck in and something bad or terrible, perhaps that is nature in her manner of operation. I mean, we're not separate from nature, after all. The good, the bad, the ugly, and attempting to murder people with an axe. It's all part of this show.